Good morning, you. 9:46. We got a nice morning going on. We got sunshine here, and we're already at 41 degrees. All right, so that's where we're at. And I'll tell you what, Halloween, 24 days away. And got a little thing. I was talking about it earlier. States that love Halloween the most. Guess who came in number one? North Dakota. North Dakota joins this list. This comes to us from Talker Research, by the way. North Dakota followed by Delaware and Idaho. And what they did was they averaged out with a score of 5 being the best. North Dakota came in at 4.2. So we are number one as far as Halloween fanatics here. And speaking of Halloween. All right. We're going to get the party started here. Talking another trunk or treat with Ward Catering from Vision Ford. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You're in the Halloween spirit. I know you are.
I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love the intro.
Yes.
Good information to boot.
Yeah, got a lot of good information. I dug this up, and most popular kinds of candies, by the way, which you'll pick up a lot of at Trunk or Treat, are chocolates followed by the chewy kind of candy and fruity candy. No mention of pumpkin peeps in here, which is probably a good thing. So there you go.
Chocolate is where it's at.
Chocolate is where it's at, and we are here to talk about Trunk or Treat. You've heard the promos, folks, and now...
Absolutely.
Man himself going to talk about it.
It's coming quick. It's October 17th, which is a week from this Friday,
mm-hmm.
Our third annual. I was talking to the team this morning. Everybody's really excited. It sounds like it's going to be bigger than better, which is always our goal every year.
And, folks, if you haven't made it to Trunk or Treat, Vision Ford has, like, the greatest skeleton known to me. I love that. Does that skeleton have a name?
Bill, we have it all figured out.
I know you do.
We have more characters this year.
Okay.
Yes.
More characters?
We do.
Okay.
Bigger and more animation. Yeah, it's going to be a great year.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. We've got a 20-foot, gentleman that will be looking at you from our parking lot, so make sure you stop by and check it out.
Are you going to dress him up, too?
They're all dressed up.
Okay.
They're ready to go. Yeah.
So there's a lot of brainstorming that's gone into there. Or should we call it brain stew because it's Halloween?
We'll call it planning.
There you have it. So Trunk or Treat, and this is a great event, and so family-friendly and so safe for the kids.
You know, it really is. Again, it's October 17th from 4 to 7 or whenever the fun is over, and everybody is welcome. There's no expense. Come in your favorite costume or come as you are.
Mm-hmm.
No pressure. If it doesn't work, no problem. Come and just have fun. We have... 3 or 4 huge jumpy houses, huge in the side yard. We have 4 different options for food with the food trucks, and we're going to have the best support we've ever had from the community
mm-hmm.
as far as different businesses handing out treats. So it's going to be a big one.
Fantastic. Well, it's always big, and I think this year too. And my job is to give you the best kind of weather day you can possibly.
I think you nailed it, actually.
Yeah. Well, last year I really did because, again, you had so many people out there, too, and the kids just go nuts. Half the fun is watching the kids just have a good time.
Just run in circles. Mm-hmm. It's fun to see the activity. They're all smiling. Everybody's having fun. Again, it's 100% free, so there's no stress for the families. Just bring a big bag or a pillowcase or whatever you have. And come enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It literally, I want to say it over and over, it's free for everybody. There's no catch. Nothing you have to do. Just show up October 17th from 4 to 7. Lots of food you can buy if you're interested from all these great food trucks. Free jumpy houses for the kids. And, of course, endless amounts of treats throughout the entire parking lot.
I got to give kudos to your staff because they were very creative last year in the costumes. Because everybody out there from Vision Ford's in a costume.
Yeah, it's a great group. Everybody's excited. We're looking forward to it. And actually, the weather's looking okay, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I look every day.
I do. Yeah, I do too. I've been checking it. So it's like, and we're going to be there too with a whole lot of candy. I got to get out and round out some. I'm filling big bins up with things. So I'm going to come well prepared.
There you go. I like it.
And, right.
Keep it fun. Keep it different.
And local businesses too are going to be showing up and offering treats too.
Yeah, we're looking at probably a record number from what we can see so far of local businesses participating, which just means more trick and treating activity. So it should be our best event ever.
I got to ask you this too. We haven't even talked about this because in the past couple years, you yourself have kind of shown up on our sister station, B92.7. Is that going to be happening this year? Are we going to have, Ward Gator music?
We got some surprises, so we got to work on that and get some details figured out. But it is fun. We want to keep it fun. I can't say that word enough. We want to keep it simple. And the weather, again, from what I'm seeing, it's going to be sunny and nice, great fall day, no rain. So come on, join us. Lots of great music from you guys, incredible support from the community, and it seems to be growing literally every day as far as the different businesses that are going to be supporting it.
Well, we're nuts about Halloween. North Dakota, absolutely crazy about Halloween.
Come get chocolate.
Across the country, Americans purchase around 745 million pounds of candy. Okay, but if you come out to Trunk or Treat, you don't have to worry about purchasing. If you want to go out with 745 million, you could probably. All right.
That's a big job.
I know. I'm shooting for the moon there. But
it is all free, Bill. You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Come out and all the candy and treats you can handle and some food available. Again, if you'd like to purchase some from the family while you're walking around. And the huge jumpy houses. They're going to be so fun. We've upped our game.
You had a fun one out last year, yeah.
So we're going to have a great variety this year for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
good time.
Year.
Looking forward to this. And a huge event last year. Weather was beautiful. A lot of people on the lot. And I think you're gonna go way beyond that this year.
That's
my prediction.
We appreciate the local area and the community, so this is our way of organizing and help give back with all the other businesses in the area. So
you come back and talk to us before Trunk or Treat?
Cause I would love to.
Yeah, we can, and I've got plenty of these, too. Yes, Trunk or Treat, that is what we're talking about going on at Vision Ford.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing everybody there.
All right. Ward Cater in from Vision Ford. Get that on your calendars, folks. 9:53 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Erickson with a check of the markets brought to you by Martinson Ag Risk Management. Corn futures are trading in a mixed fashion this morning. The FGIS can continue to release export inspections despite the government shutdown for the week ending October 2nd. U.S. corn export inspections totaled 1.599 million metric tons. Cumulative 2025-26 inspections